Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, February 25th, the second Sunday in Lent.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said this all quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. For you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them, the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. Here it comes again. That disquieting Christian paradox, that unnerving quote that separates the men from the boys and the women from the girls. Those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life will save it. Oh, how swiftly and readily we relegate these words to some safe, distant period in history. They don't apply to us in the 21st century. These are the words that burned in the hearts of the early Christian martyrs. You know, those very brave souls who faced the lions in the Roman Colosseum. But come on, that was then, this is now. Today, the Roman Colosseum is a tourist attraction, not a death chamber. But there are still lions out there, different lions. These lions don't tear a human flesh, but they can certainly drain our souls of life, leaving us parched and spiritless. Today's lions are all those messages that tell us that we are in control. And if we lose control, there's something terribly wrong with us. No, we are not in control. We have never been in control. God is in control. This great paradox of saving our lives by losing them is all about giving up control. It's about admitting that we are not the masters of our own destiny. You see, if our life's sole purpose and direction is self-centered, we lose our life in discouragement, frustration, and emptiness. But if the purpose of our life is God-centered, we will save our life through purpose and meaning. It really is that simple. But shifting direction from self to God is not that simple. And this tension, this struggle, is the essence of our free will. And sin, well, it's nothing more than all our abortive attempts to take control, telling God that we know best about the direction of our lives. And we all do it. We want to be in control because we think we have a better way. That's what Peter did. Peter was furious at Jesus. "What do you mean you're going to let them kill you? Are you crazy?" Jesus being nailed to the cross was certainly not part of Peter's 5-year plan. And Jesus tells him, "Get behind me, Satan. You are setting your mind on human things." In other words, cool it, my friend. You're not running this show. God is. And there's more. Jesus says, "If anyone wants to become my follower, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." We have heard this so often that it has truly lost its punch. Bearing one's cross is not a tedious afternoon spent with a cranky old family member. Now, that may be Christian charity, but it's not bearing one's cross. And bearing one's cross is not grudgingly performing some unpleasant good work, raising our eyes heavenward, communicating to others just exactly how put out we are. No. Bearing one's cross is complete and total subjugation to the will of God, to the flow of God. Complete and total subjugation to the will of God to the point of death. It means binding up your only son for sacrifice, just as Abraham did. It means holding the limp, lifeless body of her son, just as Mary did. It means being willing to die for the faith, just as the martyrs did. Extreme? More than God would ever ask of us? Probably. None of us is likely to die a martyr's death. None of us will hold the lifeless body of our Savior, and none of us will be asked to bind and slay our only son. But we all do experience death. All of us. And not just physical death, but countless other deaths as well. A heart suddenly turned cold for no apparent reason. A divorce. Being uprooted from family and friends, an extended illness, loss of memory or mobility, forced retirement, bankruptcy, losing one's home, radical changes that we think will cripple us. These are the very real little deaths, innumerable little deaths that confront us. And all the while this goes on, Jesus calls us to keep the faith, to remain faithful to him, to continue to believe that God loves and cares for each one of us individually, despite all the crosses that try to convince us otherwise. Anybody can be faithful when things are going good. But the irony is, when things are going bad, well, that's precisely when we need our faith the most. Take up your cross and follow me. This isn't Mary Poppins administering spoons full of sugar whenever life turns unpleasant or nasty. This is our crucified Lord saying, "I know all about it because I have been there. I have been there and back, and I am back to tell you, look beyond the cross. Look beyond the life we so tried desperately to control. Take up your cross and follow me. I know the pain, I know the fear, but I also know what lies beyond both. Each new day, our Lord speaks to us once again, stop trying to control things. Take up your cross and follow me. I have always been with you. I'm with you now. And I have been to the place you are going. I'll go first. Follow me.